My jam.
Welcome to Living Single in Your City. We are a nightly podcast here at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 days a week. We are a company that has a foundation and mission to connect with singles across the globe for networking, real talk sessions, business building, and so much more. We would love to hear from you, our listeners. Please reach out to us if you have an idea, a topic you would wish us to discuss, or if you would like to be a guest on our show. You can reach out to us through Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or our website at www.livingsingle.org. Once again, www.livingsingle.org. Stay tuned.
Hello and good evening, everyone. This is Tawanda with Living Single in Your City. Thank you so much for joining our show tonight. And our topic is Before the Ring, Questions Worth Asking, Part 1. And we're going to get into acknowledging our guests on the show tonight. However, I want to say something as we look at getting started. We're talking about Before the Ring. And, of course, we know the ring, as Beyonce said in a song a long time ago, put a ring on it. So we're talking about before marriage. Well, you've always wanted a lifelong marriage. But you've also seen the alarming statistics about your chances of achieving this ideal. So how can you know that you're truly met the love of your life? How can you see past the stars in your eyes when you're in love? When we know that now even over half of marriages are still ending in divorce, but yet you still want to get that ring. So before you do, what questions are worth asking? And this is what we'll talk about tonight on Living Single in Your City. All right. So let's get to it. First, I want to go out and say hello and welcome to each and every person that invested time to join the show. Tell us a little about who you are, the state you're representing, and this question is what I want to know. Tell me what your single status is. Single, never been married. Single again because I'm divorced or widowed. Single and dating. Single and engaged, or whatever the singleness, single and I'm not telling you nothing. Whatever it is, in your single status, talk to us about that so I know who my audience is that dialed into the show. 510, talk to us.
So, hey, this is Kay. I'm calling from Oakland, California, the Bay Area. You know, and my current status is dating. I wouldn't say dating. I'm in a committed relationship. Slightly
so
engaged.
So you're single and dating?
Yes. So it's like my fiance, he's in prison, so like I live like a real single life when it comes to the aspect of doing the right things to prepare myself for this marriage, you know, like still being young and out here and looking single, but like not out here to mingle, but like I'm still enjoying that life because I'm not attached to my person on a daily. We don't date and do things of that nature. So.
Okay. Well, and one of the things that I love from our podcast, you know, I like to educate people. A lot of times people think when they're dating, they're not single. Well, you're still single. You're just single and dating. Or you're engaged on the way to marriage. So if you can't pick a side, like, oh, you're married, you're single, then people are a little confused. So I just tell people, hey, what are you filing your taxes? you wasn't filing head of household. You're filing married, or you're filing single. Absolutely. So if you wasn't filing head of household, most people that are head of their household, they're filing that. But if you wasn't filing that, you're filing married or you're filing single. And that usually kind of clears up, hey, okay, I guess I'm single. Shit, I just got somebody. All right, but anyway, I'm glad you mentioned that. We'll definitely come back to that. You know what I'm saying? But it's okay. We're gonna school you. I'm glad you joined Kenyatta. All right, 703.
Yeah, but feel free to call me Kay. You know, like that's my young alias.
Okay, say less. I got you, Kay. All right, 703.
Hi, it's Alexis. I am single, and it's currently complicated.
Oh. Okay, single.
Thanks, Mark
single again, single not married.
Okay. I said it's single, and it's complicated.
Oh, okay. All right, say less. All right, next, let's go to... well, I'm Tawanda, single, never married, however involved. And 805.
I'm Kaya. I'm calling from Cali. I am single and I'm single and I would say dating. I'm single and dating. And
I'm just curious. Oh, I'm just curious. This is Kay because you're from Cali. I'm from Cali. I just wanted to know where are you calling from.
Oh, I don't want to put my city out there.
Oh,
well,
I'll put your name.
I'll connect you ladies off the show. Okay, you heard me. I'll connect you ladies off the show. You're not far from each other, actually. And one thing, you know, everybody's a little mysterious on here, and no one followed my instructions. Okay, so before we break this thing down, if you're on this show and you have been married before, okay, have you ever been married, 510, okay?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Alexis, have you ever been married?
No, I have not.
Kaya, have you ever been married before?
No, I've never been married.
Okay. And one reason I wanted to pull that out, and this is the thing, like, I love building with people that are single, because one thing that we have a hard time sometimes really communicating is what our single status really is, because there's so many different levels of singleness. One is single and never been married. Even if it's complicated, even if you're dating, guess what? Single, not married, never married. Does that make sense? If you are single again, that means you were married. That means now you are divorced, you are separated legally, or your spouse died. So you are single again. Does anybody not understand that?
No, and just to touch base on like what you're saying, like you're absolutely right, because when you're dating, you're not really committed to anyone if it's not official, you know. So we can say all of these things like, yeah, we're together and we've been living together and all of these things. But if you don't have to go through a divorce, if you don't have to, like, legally, like, separate yourself, there is nothing really keeping you in that relationship other than your own personal feelings.
And, you know, the funny thing, I talk to people, they say, oh, I'm not single, I'm dating. And then I see them in 6 months. They say, oh, I'm single again. I said, hell, you was always single.
No, you was always single. Hello.
Right.
You was always single.
And I say that because it's about a mentality. People want to be connected and attached to something. However, one of my goals and mission, and I know different people have different goals and missions in reference to singleness, is it's okay. Hey, I'm Tawanda.
What?
I'm single. I've never been married.
And I'm happy.
And I love it.
And I'm
feeling myself. And I'm good. And I got a boo. More than one, probably, but guess what?
Okay.
He's counting. All right. So let's get started. We're talking about before the ring. You know, before you get married, there's some things that you should go through, in my opinion. And everybody's different. So we're going to have real talk tonight. Thing, there's so many stereotypes that people have about singles, okay? Let's go over a couple of them. I'm going to go out to you ladies. Name one or two stereotypes that you hear in reference to singles, like just a myth of something people normally think about a single guy or a single girl. I'm going to go to you first, Alexis. Any stereotype you ever heard about the single person?
If a single girl is of a certain age and she's still single and she's going to be desperate and settle down for any significant other she can get her hands on, and if a guy is single after a certain point, then there's something wrong with him, or he just prefers a bachelor lifehood.
Okay. All right. All right. And in reference to what I've always heard about singles and myths is, for one, if you're single, what's wrong with you? Okay? What's wrong with you because no one married you? If you're single, you must be lonely or desperate. That's another myth. You know, and some people are so ashamed of these myths that they want to hurry and get married just for that reason alone.
Oh,
right,
my God.
You, all right. Tell us, Kaya, any myth that you've always heard about when it comes to not being married?
Sorry, I have to, my phone on.
Oh, no problem, honey.
Let me ponder on that and then come
okay.
back to me.
All right. No, what about your thoughts? Okay.
So the one myth is that single women who are strong and know what they want are, you know, loose with themselves, and that men, older men, tend to be more mature than younger men, which is so
okay.
not true, because older men, they're shitty and they're stuck in their ways, you know. They wouldn't let a strong woman come in and be strong if they are inadequate in certain areas of their lives. So, yeah.
Mhm. Well, I want to share a couple myths about single people according to an article that I read. Myth one, single people, according to the myth, are home crying in their beer, distraught that they don't have a sweetie. You can think that. And again, with this myth, they're talking about someone single that's not dating, because you can still be single
right.
and still have a sweetie. So it's really the connotation of the world. So my goal through Living Single is to educate people about what living single really means. And it doesn't mean you don't have someone. It means that you're not married at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And marriage is up to you. Another myth is the dark aura around people who are single. The myth insists that if you are single, you are miserable and lonely, and your life is tragic. Oh, kill yourself now. But guess what? A person that's not married makes up 45% of Americans. That's a clue. Almost half of the world's population are not married. Myth three is that if you get married, you will be healthier and you will live longer. Because guess what? Life doesn't start till you're married. That's a myth of some people. Another myth, everything is always about you. They say single people are selfish because, hey, it's just you. And while that's not true, a lot of people, that even though they're single, they have children. So if you're single and have kids, it's very hard to be selfish because you still have to put someone else first. And that's just some really different thoughts. Again, people have a connotation about singleness, which is why some people, they hate being single just because of those types of situations. All right, so let me ask you. Tonight we're talking about specific before the ring, before you get married. And this is extremely interesting because every woman on this show has already said, hey, I've never been married yet. I've never been married. So it's different if you've been married before. And when I say different, just you've been through it before. If you get married, it will be your very first time being married. So I have one simple question, ladies. And listen, we don't have to make it into a science project. One simple question. Number one, is it your desire to be married? Why or why not? That's it. That's my first question. Since you've
I'm
never said
Kelly
I do. Wait a second. Because I know everybody wants to know. Is it your desire to be married? Why or why not? All right. Talk to us, Kaya.
My desires, yes, I do desire to be married. I'm not sure if it's because of, I'm not sure if it's because it's a ritual thing to be married. Like, I feel like for me, I want to be married because I feel like that will complete me. I really hate to admit that, but I do. I feel like, you know, having a stable relationship and wanting somebody to love me, I feel like, I feel like that would complete me, and it would give me purpose onto, like, why I even want to strive for better. So, yeah.
And you know what? I respect what you said, because it's your truth. It's your truth. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's your truth. However, and you know what I'm getting ready to tell you, right? Come on now. You know what I'm getting ready to tell you. You know I'm going to tell you that no man and no woman is going to complete you, right? Right? Because sometimes we tell ourselves lies. But we all have our opinion. We all have our thoughts. But if you decide to get married, honey, you do know that. But the truth now, because sometimes we do lie to ourselves, right? But the truth, Kaya, come on now, because I know you tell the truth. You do know that no one is going to complete you, right? Because you can do that all by yourself.
I do know that.
Okay. All right. I'm going to come back to you because I want you to tell me you want to get married, but tell me why. You know what I'm saying? Because what you just said, you ain't believe that because you know. And ain't nothing wrong with wanting to be, but if a man say, okay, babe, you want to marry me, why? Because I want you to complete me. Nah, hell no. Nah. You a half a woman?
Hell no.
A whole woman. All right. All right, Alexis. Talk to us.
I'm on the fence about it. I would not mind being married if I found the right person, but I'm not going to say that it's my desire to be married. I'm fine either or.
Okay, I respect it. Kay.
I desire to be married. Not because it would complete me, but, you know, life is made of people, you know, like how Adam and Eve, you know, like it was one man, and though he was doing all this work, God felt like he needed a companion. So he took a rib and made a woman for him to help with the things that he couldn't, and vice versa. And I feel like the companionship to have someone committed to you, to uplifting you and wanting better for you and wanting to make you happy, because that's something that they want to do. And me as a woman, and I have children, I want to be able to uplift my man and help him in any ways possible. And as being in a committed relationship, to where you are committed to me and you have no choice but to be my husband. You're not my boyfriend. You can't just leave. You can't just move out. Like, you can't just be like, oh, I'm up and I'm leaving. Like, it's a legal agreement between two consenting adults saying that I vow to trust, honor, and uplift you in any way that I can. And for me, as a spouse or wanting a friend, your husband is usually should be your best friend. So, for me, like, that's like the icing on the cake, you know? It's like the cake is really good, but what is it without the icing, you know? It's just that extra pizzazz to let me know that you feel me is good, is better than it was when it was just the cake.
Absolutely. And for me, you know, in reference to what I just asked you ladies, I'm kind of with Alexis on that. in reference to my thought about being married, I'm not going to say, oh, I can take it or leave it, but this is my thing. You know, my parents, if my dad hadn't passed away, my parents would have been married 49 years next Friday. And my dad used to always say, hey, boy, sometimes kids keep the family together, you know, because, you know, I guess he's trying to say, hey, I ain't leave her a long time ago because, you know, this, that, the other. And I'm like, shit, you better be glad she ain't leave you. But my point is, I just don't think love is made like it used to be. And there's so many different things you have to do to make sure that it's right for you. So if I got married, it would be to have that partner. It would be to have that person to build with, to kick it with, and to grow old with, you know, in that companionship type situation. Of course, for security and benefits, not just me living off of him, but us building with each other because we can have more. You know what I'm saying? To be able to travel the world. Me as a person that's not married, I'm always traveling and road tripping and going here and going there. You got your girlfriends here. You know, to me, marriage is after the dating. If you're dating and you have a person that you love, that you trust, that you really say, hey, you know what? I want to take you home. I want to keep you forever. Then the next level, as far as how I look at it, is marriage. This one who you want to build a family with, or this person becomes your family. And with me, I'm really on the fence about it. And honestly, and I know everyone's different, I'm like, Lord, that one I'm going to leave up to you. I'm going to stay in prayer. And that's a big step. And with knowing over half of the marriages end in divorce, I don't want to be in that divorce court, even though we know that it happens. So that's my first question to you ladies. So my next question is, since you have never been married before, what are some things you look for in a person whom you would choose to marry? Whether it's a male, female, doesn't matter. Not our business, because we know that everyone's interested in different things. So the question is, when you are looking to date someone that may eventually lead to marriage, what are some things that you, what's a non-negotiable? What do you want and need in that person? Okay.
For me, I need a person who is secure with themselves, meaning they are whole already. Like, I don't really want someone who's broken and is looking for someone to, like, pick them up. Like, I don't have the time to teach you how to love me. I need somebody who loves themselves. Like, if you don't love yourself, like, it's really, like, a no for me. Because if you can't love yourself, then you can't love me. And I don't have the time to teach you how to love yourself. So that's a no. It's okay. Non-negotiable.
Okay. Anything else you want to share in reference to that?
No, not at this moment.
Okay. How about you, Kaya?
For me, I wouldn't mind helping building somebody up. If I love you that much, I will, because that's what you do in a relationship.
You say helping build.
You help
that
other person.
No, not. Well, I'm not asking about building somebody up. I'm asking, what do they need to have when they come to you?
Oh, what do they need to have when they come to me?
Mm-hmm. Because one thing we always do. Women, we always want to build somebody up and fix somebody. Mm-mm. What do they need to have when they come to you?
I ain't got time for that.
Well, no. And it ain't about that. But why do you always have to pick up the broken pieces? You understand what I'm saying? It's okay. You deserve a piece that's not always broken. And me too. You understand what I'm saying? So what do you want him to have? We want to speak it into existence. We want you to be able to receive what you deserve. So what does he need to have? What are some of those qualifications that person that comes into your life, that person that's going to be your shining armor, knight or whatever, what do they need to have?
That is a good question. What do they need to have?
You want me to come back to you? You're gonna be on hold with me on a lot. All right. All right, we just had someone join the show. This is Tawanda. We're talking about before the ring question that you asked. 720, state your name, the state you're calling from, and your status in reference to single, never married, single and dating, single again, et cetera. Just unmute your phone. Okay. They might still be on mute. Alexis, go ahead. Your answer to that question.
To be 100% honest, the one thing that I always look for is stability, right? I did not really have a stable childhood growing up. My parents were not married, and they often got into really violent fights. That caused me and my sister to go into hiding and wait until it was over or until one of the neighbors would just call the cops. So for me, when I look for a relationship, I have to have someone stable. I can't have the drama. I can't have one day you're over here, the next day you're backwards. I can't do that. Right, I just can't. I need stability because my own family, they're batshit crazy. They're not stable. So, like, I've had enough drama to last me a lifetime, and I don't want it in my relationship.
Okay. I respect that. And for me, if I had to name just three things that I look for in someone that I'm going to date, someone that loves family. Those family values and principles are extremely, extremely important. Someone that's smart and ambitious, that you got to have a work ethic, you got to be smart. And someone that understands how to handle a woman that won't quit. You got to be a man that won't quit.
Okay.
Period. So, we're going to go to break for a second. This is Tawanda with Living Single in Your City. We're talking about before the ring, before you say I do. All right, and we'll be back right after break.
Hi, it's Alexis with some single news. Congratulations to former President Bill Clinton and his wife Hillary. Today, October 11th, marks their 45th wedding anniversary. They decided to celebrate by sharing sweet throwbacks of one another on social media. 45 years, never dull moment, and you're still my best friend. Hillary wrote on Instagram in the caption of a photo of the couple at their wedding. Love you, Bill. Bill echoed the statement on Twitter with a more recent photo of the pair stating, October 11th was a beautiful day 45 years ago. Still is, he gushed. The bride was beautiful too and still is. Happy anniversary, Hillary. I love you. Congratulations to Bill and Hillary on their 45th wedding anniversary. Back to the show.
45 years. That's a long time. Tonight we're talking about before the ring, and this is part one. We only have a few more minutes, so I just want to ask you a couple of questions to everyone that's still listening to our show tonight. You know, as you get to know someone, how important is it to get to know the person that you're dating that it may lead to marriage? You know, do you believe it's really about time? Do you believe it's about, you know, how long you've known each other? You know, what are some of those factors, you know, in dating? Would you meet someone a week and date them and then marry them a month later? Does any of that even matter? All right, Alexis.
It's interesting that you asked this question because I did a podcast on asking questions on the first date. And for me, I'm just going to be honest. If I am thinking about marrying someone, I have to make sure that our goals align. Because for me to be in a relationship with someone, if you know for a fact you don't want to get married and the other person does, that's not going to work out to your favor. If you want children and your potential partner doesn't, that's definitely not going to work out to your favor. So me personally, When I first meet a person, obviously I'm not going to throw them in the hot seat and grill them. But when I get to know them and we're starting to date, I'm definitely going to fire off hot seat questions because I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to be with someone for 5 years only to find out at the end of the road that, yes, it was a good 5 years. Yes, we grew together as a couple. Yes, I love you. But then I'm not. Like, you're not what I wanted. I don't want to waste 5 years. Sorry. Mm-mm.
Okay. How about you, Kay?
Me, I am, like, a really free-spirited person. So, for me, like, it doesn't – the time, you know, like, I wouldn't say that it is the time, but it is what I get out of the relationship throughout the nature of us dating – however long that may be, if we did hit it off and we were able to spend, like, all these luxurious days and everything checked off for me and for him as well, I would not be opposed to, like, I love the show, like, Married at First Sight, you know, and, like, the thought of, I guess it's, like, a compatibility thing, you know, to, oh, these are the things that I see in him that he possesses that I do not have, and vice versa. I would go for it. I'm not gonna lie, you know, like, and I would just see, like, where it goes. Like, you know, like, you only miss 100% of the shots that you do not take. So, like, if it's there and it's presenting in a perspective place from your point of view, like, okay, this is something that I could see myself doing. I'm not saying, like, tomorrow, but if we were both in agreement and that's how we felt, and I would definitely take that leap because, you know, like, you never know what can come to you. Like, I've read, like, a lot of articles on people who married after 3 months have been married for 50 years because when you know, you know. It doesn't take 5 months. It doesn't take a year to know, like, oh, I can see myself spending the rest of my life with you within this short amount of time that I've spent with you. And though I've spent a lot of time with other people, the feeling has never been mutual because either one was given too much and the other person was given too little, but this feels equally yoked. So if you with it, I'm with it.
You know what? I'm with you 110%. I'm so free-spirited like that. And one thing, you could spend the rest of your life building and getting to know one another. I'm
yes.
always going against the grain most of the time because, and this is what I want to say to you, Kaya. We're going to be talking, girl. I'm coming out of California for you because let me tell you something. A lot of times people always talk about this is what you do when you get 10. This is what you do at 18, 21, 25. Fuck all that. You do what you want to do. You know, there's no certain thing as people, society is looking at how are you supposed to do something when you get here and here and here and here and here? Who the hell died and made y'all the person that's over everything? You can't dictate my life, what I got to do by the time I'm 21, 25, 30, and 40.
Yeah.
We choose our own destiny, period. We almost out of time, so I got to go to Alexis, Kaya, and 720 if they are able to speak. All right, talk to us, Alexis, with that question.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question. What was the question?
We're going to come back to you. How about you, Kaya?
For me, I do feel like love takes time. So I want to get to know that person. I want to make sure that, like Kay said, that we're compatible. I want to make sure that every night that we lay down, I look at you. That I can put, you know, I can tolerate you, even when we're, you know, even in our bad moments. So I do. I feel like love takes time, and with time, if you fall in love with that person, then you fall in love with that person. But then if you don't, then you would know to let that person go. So that's the
mm-hmm.
Can I just say just one thing? Like I understand what you're saying, but you have to think about it like this. When you do find someone that you connect with, you know, tomorrow is not always there for the next person for you to be like, oh, I had this feeling and I was searching for something that it takes years for people to learn, you know? Like, you can love someone and commit yourself to them and still learn them. Even in marriage, you're still learning your partner every day. Every day you change. Every day there's something new that you're going to go through with this person. So whether you choose to do it now or do it later, it's still the same as dating. It's like, don't look at the things that, you know, like you feel like, it's a society thing, you know, like, oh, I have to get to know somebody. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, we've all had friends that we were like, oh, like, we'll never fall out, and then you fall out. And then, you know, you meet someone, and in a real short time, you feel me, like, they can give you, like, all of these things that you were looking for, you know, like, because it doesn't take that time, that long for you to realize how someone feels about you. Like that
Absolutely.
Saying that your grandmother used to say. Oh, take a break.
Listen, no, I want to go out to Alexis for what your thoughts are like with meeting someone. If you have to date them for a long time to feel like you're building with them, and like if it led to marriage, and I want you to go quickly because last question is, what questions would you want to ask someone before you actually get married? So, Alexis, go ahead and answer that first one in reference to, do you feel like you take a long time? You have to take a long time to get to know them. Like, what is your process like?
In all honesty, it really depends on the person. For me, I ask a lot of questions, but here's the thing about me that most people don't know. I'm pretty good at reading people. I know when somebody is bullshitting me. So in all honesty, I'm just going to be frank. I'm not going to ask you a question that I don't already know what your answer is going to be. So men are not that mysterious to me. Like, believe it or not, I might seem like I'm not paying attention to what you say, but I'm going to pay attention, very close attention, to how you introduce yourself to me, to what you tell me about yourself, etc. So the things that you told me before, I already know what your answer is going to be when I ask you a question. So as to the time of me getting to know you to determine if I want to marry you or not, I usually know by the third date if I really even want to spend any more time with you. Sometimes by after the first date, I'm done. Bye.
Okay. All right, so the last question, and I want you to answer this first, Alexis, because we ran out of time. Three questions that you would want to ask someone. If you were in a serious relationship, it was leading to marriage. What are three things that you must know from this person? One to three things.
What are their goals for the next 10 years? Two, are they financially stable? And three, do they want any children?
Okay. All right. Kaya, three questions, that you must know before you jump the broom.
I only have two.
Okay.
Two questions on how do you plan on leaving your family, and what teachings do you want to leave behind for your children and your grandchildren? Those are the only two questions that I want to know.
All right. Okay.
One, I would like to know if you're spiritually connected with God. Two, I want to know what your dreams and aspirations are, what your passions are. And three would be when you get married, if you choose and decide to get married, do you plan on getting a divorce or are you in the relationship for the long haul?
Okay. Makes sense. You know, sometimes people are not comfortable when it comes to asking questions. The dumbest questions we don't ask because, oh, you have to ask questions. Someone says, hey, that's a dumb question. Only the ones you don't ask, that's really what's dumb. Absolutely. We have to make sure that we actually build on that. We're doing this segment because we know as people listen to Living Single in their city, you know, of course, marriage and dating is always a hot topic. Not the only topic, but definitely a hot topic. we want to be able to talk to different singles and see what their thoughts are about dating and relationships and what happens before the ring. Who wants to get married? Who doesn't? You know, and before you actually say I do. You know, one of the things I've known from a lot of pastors that do, you know, the counseling before couples get married, their goal is to break them up. And I didn't first understand, hey, why is that your goal? And then I understood, hey, mm-hmm. if they're really in it and they're really ready.
Yeah.
You have to talk mm-hmm. about your life,
yeah.
your finances, what you have to bring
yeah.
to the table, what you don't,
your
what's
going
to happen if somebody gets sick. Is it truly for better? Absolutely. And let's not forget all of your health checks. What's your health like? All your health checks.
What's
insecurity? Most people don't
are
think
insecure?
About.
Are you emotionally
absolutely.
Stable?
Are you any mental health issues? Any medication? You
I'm
know, we have
saying,
to
what
ask
are you
questions.
Or take things
so
to the cabinet.
On the list. Absolutely. So that, just think about that, ladies and gents. And we're talking about Before the Ring, 4-part series. We're going to open this thing all the way up because if you're planning on getting married, we want to make sure that you're ready and that he or she is worthy of you. And that's extremely important. You know, so as we close out tonight, I just want to go around and ask one more time to those, is it your desire to get married one day? Yes, no, maybe. Kaya?
It is my desire to get married one day. I want to be
Alexis?
Happy.
Okay.
No.
Alexis?
No, it's not my desire at this moment to be married.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
It's my desire.
I said yes, no, or maybe. So I'm going to say maybe. Definitely looking forward to it. Well, guess what? Nobody's getting married until we get through this process of Before the Ring. And if you make it through it, I'll be coming to your wedding. Until the next time, this is your girl, Tawanda, living single in your city. And this is where we hang out. And we talk about things that only singles want to talk about. So if you're not single, share this show with someone who is. Until the next time, howdy.
Thank you for tuning in to Living Single in Your City. We hope you enjoyed tonight's topic. Please reach out to us through Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, or at our website at www.livingsingle.org. Once again, www.livingsingle.org. While you're at the website, please do not forget to subscribe for a free newsletter. Until next time.